Hey there, champions. Hunter Rivers here, your host on Veteran Mindset Men's Honor and Duty. Today, we're diving into a topic that's often misunderstood and shrouded in stigma. Seeking professional help when things get tough. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? Maybe it's a job loss, a relationship breakdown, or just the constant pressure of keeping it all together. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? That's where this episode comes in. Because let me tell you, seeking help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's about owning your well-being and investing in yourself, just like you would with any other vital asset. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Hunter, shouldn't we be able to handle everything ourselves? We're men, built tough. And while that's partly true, even the toughest steel needs sharpening from time to time. There are times when we need an outside perspective, a skilled guide to help us navigate those choppy waters. Think about it like this. You wouldn't hesitate to call a mechanic if your car breaks down, right? You wouldn't try to fix a complex medical issue yourself without consulting a doctor. So why do we often hesitate when our mental or emotional health need attention? It's time to break down those outdated beliefs and recognize that seeking professional help is just as crucial for our well-being as taking care of our physical health. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. You are not alone. Seriously, you are not alone in this journey. Millions of people, men included, seek professional help every year. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness, not weakness. Remember those battles we fight, the ones we win and sometimes lose. Asking for help during tough times shows that you're committed to winning the war against adversity, one step at a time. 2. There's no shame in the game. This is a big one. Let's be honest, the stigma surrounding mental health can be suffocating. But here's the truth. Talking about it opens up conversations, dismantles stereotypes, and creates a space of understanding and support. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's the key to connection and growth. 3. Professional help is like personal training for your mind. Think about it. Personal trainers guide you towards your fitness goals, providing personalized plans and expert advice. Therapists and counselors do the same for your mental and emotional well-being. They help you develop coping mechanisms, navigate challenges, and ultimately achieve a sense of balance and clarity. 4. Investing in your well-being is an investment in yourself. It's about creating a foundation of strength, resilience, and self-awareness that allows you to thrive in all aspects of your life. Remember those goals you've set for yourself. The ones about success, happiness, and fulfillment. Professional help can equip you with the tools and strategies to make those goals a reality. 5. It's okay to ask for what you need. Just like we wouldn't hesitate to ask for directions when lost or seek medical attention when injured, it's equally important to ask for help when our mental health is struggling. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with many of you. Imagine a close friend who has been dealing with stress and anxiety over the past few months. They seem withdrawn, irritable, and have lost interest in activities they once enjoyed. You notice their energy levels are low, and they are struggling to focus at work. Would you let your friend suffer in silence? Of course not. You would encourage them to seek professional help, reminding them that it's a sign of strength, not weakness. And guess what? They might just surprise themselves with the positive changes they experience through therapy or counseling. Remember, champions, asking for help is not giving up, it's taking control of your well-being and investing in a brighter future. Don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional when you need support. So take action today. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Together, let's break down the stigma surrounding mental health and create a culture of support and understanding. Until next time, keep striving, keep fighting, and remember, you are not alone in this journey.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.